the results of the report that came out of last year's moratorium. That report was due on March 1st of this year, and with the tight timelines with our dates and our cutoff times as far as bills were concerned, it was decided that instead of rushing the possible conclusion of that report and what it would mean as far as statutes, that we would put another year of moratorium on. The department is working on their the product of their stakeholder meetings and as far as what they're going to be moving forward as far as a permitting process that potentially may exist in the future. And that is why this is important that we move this forward. The department has spoke in favor of this in the Senate committee when it was heard. And I do believe there's an amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bernardi offers the following amendment. The clerk will report the amendment.
Bernardi moves to amend Senate file number 3569 as follows. And the amendment is coded A18-0928.
Call upon the author of the amendment from Anoka, Representative Bernardi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise for this amendment, and I want to thank Representative Swazinski for working with me and moving forward on this. What I just want to, I know that he's, well, whatever, I'll let him speak for himself. But this is not changing anything in the mowing requirements that is in this bill. It's an and. What this bill does is looks to MnDOT for their leadership to address habitat and wildlife vegetation along our roadways. So we're asking for two things. One is to actually provide maps. We've been told before by MnDOT that they actually have maps from another agency regarding vegetation and those sorts of things. We would like to make those public on the information that can be shared with the public so we have concrete information that everybody in the public can have access to. The other area is a legislative information to provide to us information about acres and locations of native habitat for pollinators, mowing, the acres of people that are mowing habitats for pollinators, and also what MnDOT's practices are for the chemical use they use, the pesticides they use, and then also the actual costs and hours of labor involved in the maintenance of our right-of-ways. And this is really important. I don't know if you realize this. In California, our bees in Minnesota are used to actually pollinate the almond trees in California. And then they come back to Minnesota and they come here for their food and staying alive in the fall, those sorts of things. So actually states are importing pollinators because they've lost their pollinators for the need that they have. And remember, a bee is actually considered livestock. And so this is, I've enjoyed working with Representative Swazinski. We can work on it over the interim, and it may not be this vehicle next year that it's attached to, but I think a lot of us in this body want to solve, get this information so that we can actually make sure that our pollinators are there for our farmers and they're staying healthy. And one of the things to how to do that is to actually have concrete information, and that requires the leadership of our Minnesota Department of Transportation. Thank you.
Member from Lyon, Representative Swazinski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I just want to thank Representative Bernardi for her passion on this issue, but also her willingness to visit about this particular issue. I think this brings forth a lot of interesting ideas and how to move some things forward potentially in the future. My main concern was just the simplicity of what we're trying to do with the moratorium and the department's position on it and how that could potentially work with it. I will work with Representative Bernardi in the interim on issues like this, and I just appreciate her willingness to work on issues that pertain to ditches. Thank you.
Member from Anoka, Representative Bernardi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And Representative Swazinski, I really appreciate that offer to work with me and finding solutions for this. And with that, I withdraw my amendment today. Thank you.
Representative Bernardi withdraws the amendment. Representative Bernardi offers the following the following amendment. The clerk will report. Representative Bernardi is not offering that amendment. Okay, there are no amendments at the desk. The clerk will give the bill its third reading.
Third reading, Senate File Number 3569.
Third reading. Discussion. Member from Nicollet, Representative Johnson C.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members. Would Representative Sudzinski yield to a question?
He will yield. Representative Johnson C.
Thank you. Representative, I was impressed. I was able to attend a meeting of the working group last summer and also a public meeting, and I found both of them to be interesting and informative. I learned a lot, and I think Minnesota's learning a lot. Can you update me on the status of the working group moving forward?
Member from Lyon, Representative Swazinski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Johnson, it's my belief that that working group is, I'm not sure exactly how many more meetings or if they're going to be meeting in the future, but you know, I know there has been some frustration by some members of that group, kind of on the representation. There was ag groups involved in that group, appointed by the governor. There was only one member of that group of 25 that actually was in the business of cutting ditches, and so that led to some frustration within the agriculture community and just how things turned out. But as far as their current meeting schedule and if they're going to be meeting, I'm not positive of that.
Member from Nicollet, Representative Johnson C.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thanks for the answer. I was impressed with the work of the group. They're a hardworking bunch, and likewise, the group that came before the public the night before really offered for an interesting dialogue, and it reminded me of how surprisingly complex ditch mowing is in Minnesota. If you're not involved with this a lot, it sounds, well, this should be fairly simple. Well, this is one of those that isn't so simple and really merits and needs Minnesotans talking together and continuing the dialogue, but figuring out how to handle this in a way that works for everybody. It's hard to reach that consensus, reach that compromise, but it's my hope that we can do that. And consequently, I'm strongly in support of this bill, because this bill enables the process to move forward. I think the moratorium makes good sense. We need another year to work on it, and I wish my very best wishes to everybody working on it. If we can achieve a compromise on this, I think it would be really good for Minnesota and a sign of how Minnesotans can work well together. Thank you very much.
Discussion. Member from Polk, Representative Anderson P.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker and members, and I too support this bill by Representative Swazinski. This has been a rather contentious topic out in greater Minnesota, and as Representative Johnson said, surprisingly so, that we just can't quite seem to reach agreement. So taking another year, getting it done right, I think is the right way to go on this. I support the bill as well.
Discussion. Member from Wabasha, Representative Dreskowski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I've worked on this issue too. Did attend one of the stakeholder meetings, and you know, I find it interesting, and we need to think about it in the future. And Representative Swazinski, thank you for your bill. I think it helps us at least in the interim here, but we need to figure out what the primary objective of our roadways are. Now, when we look at the Minnesota Department of Transportation, their objectives or stated objectives in their mission statement are to move people and move them safely. Members, the more critters we put on the edge of the roadways, the more dangerous it gets. And so we have programs called Towards Zero Deaths. We're paying money for the Department of Transportation to help make our roadways safer and help move people safer. And we have been contemplating around this issue policies that will actually make it more dangerous. So members, as we move forward with this issue, I hope we can find some way to codify that mission statement that MnDOT has in law and bring it full circle to realize that our roadways are a place to move people safely. It's not a place for the body repair people to get rich, and it's not a place for people to get hurt. It's a place for people to move safely. And if people want to grow bees and butterflies and birds, there's lots and lots and lots of space well beyond the two or three steps out of the car off of the road. As a matter of fact, we buy 6 to 10 to 11 to 12,000 acres of land that comes from the private sector and is turned into government land each year. So I think we need to offer to those people who want to grow the birds and bees and butterflies and offer them the ability to grow them on the thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of state land that the taxpayers are forced to purchase each and every year. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Discussion. Seeing no further discussion, the clerk will take the roll on the bill. The clerk will close the roll. Hortman switches from aye to nay. There being 109 yeas and 18 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to.